Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps. A Kansas City institution for a quarter century. Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, Todd Lebo, and Curtis Siebold.
The band's all back together, first time in a long time. Stump the Chumps brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, great Cajun food. At Jazz, you can get it right now. Go to jazzkitchen.com to see that made-from-scratch menu. Live music, yep, all three Jazz. I got live music tonight. You want to hear some of the best live music in Kansas City, go to Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. You can go in Independence, I-70 and 291, out by the racetrack. It's the Legend Shopping Center. And then, of course, the original, 39th and State Line by the University of Kansas Health System. It is Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. And do not forget, they cater as well. Mr. Enoch, sir, how are you?
Well, I'll tell you, I look around the room here and I've shined the bottom of my pants to get ready for the slide because I know it's coming.
The slide is coming.
Okay.
If we get this game together, yeah. I'm pulling up the rear as usual, but I'm doing well. How about you?
I am quite well.
Good.
Quite well.
Good deal.
No complaints.
Good
you know?
Deal. Yeah, I know you're one guy you don't want to talk about too much, and I don't blame you. Gets
Who?
A little old, though, some QB from
I don't like it because it's not a sports topic.
Yeah,
I like talking
about
sports.
You're right. No, it's a good
point. But it's the lead story in sports today, so we felt like we had
Well, you know, I mean, in the summer, that's usually the way it's going to be unless you got a team that's competing locally. But I don't know. I'm feeling good, and we got a pretty good season heading up.
I think so, too.
I'm really excited about college football this year, and I've always liked it. But I think there's some real – I mean, I kind of agree with you. I think K-State should be a little closer to that borderline of 25 than people have put them.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm not saying that because I went to school there, because I care less. But I think they're a pretty good squad.
I do, too.
I think they're a good squad.
I do, too.
I think KU's going to show some improvement this year. They got some transfers. It's still going to be tough as hell for them. And you like them. You like the over-under on them?
I like the over on 2.5 wins for sure. I think they get to 4 wins with a ceiling of 6. Yeah. I actually think they could find their way to a bowl game.
I think Missouri is a big question mark.
I'm not – Texas Tech, West Virginia, and TCU are all winnable games for them. Yeah. They're probably not going to win all three of them. That's why I say ceiling.
Yeah.
Would be they win all three of them. Who are the non-cons?
At Houston's a rough one.
That is
there's
a
Duke
rough.
At home.
Duke,
Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, those two.
There's five,
and then steal an upset somewhere else.
I bet the over.
Six
not
is where.
Huge money, because I'm not a big money guy. But after I bet it, I said, oh, they're going to Houston? That's kind of really
that's
good.
That's tough.
Four and eight would be my prediction. I'd love to see him 5-7.
Four and eight would be an awfully nice record for him. Because, yeah. I mean, this guy, I don't think he's going anywhere soon, and he's not a goof like the goof from LSU was, Les Miles. And so, I mean,
I wouldn't be as bullish on him if. After beating Texas, they'd been hammered twice. But
no,
after
but
they beat Texas,
well.
They lost by 3 and 6 points. So
they fought.
And that Texas victory, that was a good win. I mean, mm-hmm. that was not just a – it was a fluke, but yet it was a damn good
the
win.
The future
them,
number one team in America, according to one
according
guy.
According to one – have we found out who that guy is?
No.
Is it Picky Lee?
Not in the top 25, though, right?
Not in the AP top 25. Yeah. They're like 16 – ballied by the 25 points they got for
one
for the
they've got quarterback questions.
Yeah.
I mean the freshman down there.
Well,
that
is choosing between five-star players. What will they do?
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, but I mean, have you ever seen as many five-star players on one team as Texas A&M? I've never seen a team get as many.
Alabama.
I don't even know in their heyday if Alabama got that many five-stars.
A&M. They bought all of them.
By the way, this is Alabama's heyday. You're living in it right now.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, man, I tell you, if anybody screw it up, I think it's our boy down there. I think A&M. I think
Jimbo.
But I think Alabama is once again right there.
Alabama's
in Nebraska.
Be great.
You're looking. Oh, are you in? You know, they had seven decent. They had seven really close losses last year.
Right.
And they're going to have seven more close losses this year.
Lost them all.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
To see Nebraska. I'd like to see. I said 6-6, but that might be really stretching.
I just want them to lose one.
Yeah, that's the OU game.
That's it. I don't care about the rest of it.
All right, gentlemen, are we ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like my questions. I'm going to tell you that. So they'll probably suck.
I think I like mine. I got only two options on one of mine, which I don't like, but I went deep on the other. Feed you on one.
I've got two answers and two questions, and I like both of
them. So there are 21 answers.
Oh, good.
21.
Just
settle. Look at these guys. Look at them.
Settle down.
Looking like a buffet here. Look at Todd.
Settle down.
He's as happy as a goose.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Okay. There are 21 answers, right? But you can only get credit for a maximum of 7.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So there's only 7 points available.
Calling off the jam after 7.
Yeah. No. Not after. So you'll hear why.
Okay.
Because there are other answers that will fit the category. Mm-hmm. But whoever gets one first, that's it. That part's closed.
Mm. Okay. Oh, this is getting complicated. Listen, Pete.
Major League Baseball MVPs. Okay? We're talking about baseball MVPs. I should have figured up the total. Predominantly all Americans, right? Mm. But there are some that aren't. There are 7 countries that players have been born from, not in the United States, I will take. And so one's got 7, one's got 2, one's got 1, one's got 6. Want one Lebo. From each one, starting now.
Lebo. Dominican Republic?
No, I need the player. Oh, I need a player
Curtis.
From that country Vladimir that would Guerrero. Qualify it. Curtis, that doesn't get to go.
What do you mean doesn't get to go? I didn't understand the
question. You're still babbling. You don't need to go back in.
Ichiro.
But I don't want him to win.
Ah.
All right, I'll give you Vlad
okay.
for the Dominican. Todd, and I will give you Ichiro for Japan. By the way, other Dominicans, 3 for Albert Pujols and Miguel Tejada. Other Japanese are actually 2 Japanese. The other Japanese, Shohei Ohtani, is there.
That takes away
so
what,
we have 5 more countries.
So there are 5 more countries.
MVP.
MVP. Major League Baseball MVPs. Lebo. Todd.
Fernando didn't get MVP, did he?
No. Buzzer.
Okay, buzzer.
And I can, well, no, I won't tell you that. I'll tell you later.
Curtis.
Rod Carew, Panama, off the board. Yes, he's the only one from Panama.
Yeah. God.
There's, so are you, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah,
Puerto Rico a country? You call it a part of America,
I
right?
would call that a country.
A different country, it's
it
not America?
It is a different country. Okay. It's not America.
Curtis. Miguel Cabrera. Venezuela.
Miggy, Venezuela.
That's supposed to be Venezuela.
Well done. He is one of 2. He's got 2, but Jose Altuve also
Joe
off the board
Altuve.
Now with Venezuelan roots. Now 3 countries left.
God.
One country has been named. You just got to get a player
Thompson
from there.
Been an MVP?
Who's that?
Nobody from Europe.
No. Unless there's some guy, Army brat. Could be an Army brat. I just saw Petro's face move.
I will give you the 3 countries the 3 countries that are remaining are Puerto Rico, Cuba, and Canada.
Oh, Enoch. Larry Walker?
Larry Walker is correct. Nice job, Pete.
Pedro.
Canadian.
Yeah,
that also takes off the board the other Canadians, which are Joey Votto and Justin Morneau.
Who's Joey Votto? I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
Inside joke.
So now Cuba and Puerto Rico remain. I will tell you that one happened in the last, certainly the last 5 years for sure. I interviewed
Curtis. Jose Abreu?
Jose Abreu, correct.
Oh.
Cuba off the board for Curtis.
Cuba. Was Bobby Avila from there too? He's not on there.
Okay. Are you?
No, I was just because that was a dead question anyway.
So Puerto Rico is what's left. Jose Abreu was Cuba.
Tony Oliva?
No, Buzz, number 2. Puerto Rico, 1966, 1967. Pete.
Tony Oliva?
No.
I just said.
Was just said.
Did you
say?
Orlando Cepeda.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Thank
nice.
Puerto Rico, there it is.
Damn it.
The other Puerto Ricans, I was going to give the clue. I recently just interviewed one of them, Yvonne Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, Pudge.
Juan Gonzalez, noted former Royal.
Was he Puerto Rican as well?
He is. Born in Puerto Rico. Juan Gonzalez, also a Puerto Rican descent, Willie Hernandez, and Roberto Clemente.
That's Cepeda went in the Hall of Fame with George, didn't he? With Brett.
Yeah, I think so. Crew,
yeah.
God, that was the easiest one of the bunch.
Kurt?
That was a great question, by the way. I love it.
Great question.
Okay, Curtis.
All right. Taking away Bob Hamlin, Carlos Beltran, and Bobby Witt Jr., seven Royal rookies have had a 15 home run
Lebo?
Season. Todrick.
Ken Harvey?
Nope.
Nick Cox. Bo Jackson?
Bo Jackson.
Oh, wow. Nice, Pete.
87.
Who did you take off?
Took off Hamlin, Beltran, and Witt. Bobby Witt Jr. Six more.
15.
Petro, Angel Barroa?
Angel Barroa.
And how many of these 15 home runs?
15 or more.
15 or more.
Down to five.
Petro, Juice Ball, Kevin Seitzer get to 15?
Kevin Seitzer.
Yeah, yeah. Seitzer.
Same. He and Bo both did it in 87.
Good job.
Four more.
Four more?
So there were seven.
Is this Lebo?
Todrick?
Is MJ Melendez there?
Nope.
Right now?
Oh, no.
There's some tricks.
One shy.
Is he sitting at 14? Jeez.
Been there for a few days.
I'm thinking of one guy, but I think he burnt his rookie in like off just a half a year. I don't think he got there. I'll try it. Petro Damon?
Nope.
Enoch, it wasn't Beltran, was it? Or is that,
no, I took him off the list.
What are the hints then?
All right. Let's see. Two of them were members of a world championship team.
Lebo?
Todrick?
Hosmer?
Eric Hosmer.
Damn you, Todd.
Lebo?
Todd?
Muse?
Nope.
Who?
Muse.
We call him
down
Muse.
Down to three. You still have one member of a championship team left. You have one guy who was maybe more famous for his girlfriend.
Petro. Mark Quinn.
Mark Quinn.
Playboy say, playmate.
Or not walking. The future former, we call the future former Mrs. Quinn.
Yeah.
And can we even got that far.
Yeah, they never got
that
far.
Got married.
Okay.
One guy left.
Enoch was dying there, or did you already have it?
You have a member of a championship team and a guy whose name I really can't give you much hint on.
Okay. Petro Salvador Perez.
Nope.
I'll try one more.
Gold Glover.
Gold Glover. He didn't.
Alex Gordon.
I was like, no way he got there. I was like, I didn't want to throw
all
my last
year.
And the most and the most recent one to do it, Jorge Bonifacio.
Oh really?
My Lord.
In 2017.
Yeah. Well, look at that career schedule.
All right, I'm giving you the short one here.
Okay.
Not as an appetizer, not a full meal. I don't know if you've watched the Manti Te'o documentary on Netflix.
No,
if you
I have not.
You should watch it.
Really?
It's important. It's good. It's very good.
Why is it important?
I think it's got journalistic aspects to it that are important to me, and I think that we've failed as a journalistic.
Speak for yourself.
I think we failed as a field in recent years, and this is a major example of it right here. Anyway,
if you think you failed, wait till catch
not
me
we,
on this.
I'm
answer.
Talking about the big we. You're not failing.
Failed as a field.
In honor of Manti Te'o and his wonderful NFL career, I want you to name one of the two quarterbacks that he intercepted as a pro.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. They have to be.
I'll give you some hints eventually, but just have some fun here.
Yeah, you're going to have to give us some hints.
God, what year was he?
He got drafted in 2013.
Enoch, Carson Palmer.
Buzz. Okay. Not a bad guess, though. He's a quarterback who threw interceptions.
Curtis.
Kurt.
Matt Cassel.
No, that would be a good
I
guess.
Thinking, but I'm going to go, but 13, Petro Alex Smith.
No. Nope. I'll give you
okay,
a hint.
We've all got
one of them is a first rounder. And one of them is a late round guy.
Curtis.
Yep.
Eli Manning.
Yep.
Curtis.
Yep.
Michael Vick. I just throw Captain Newark.
Give another. Go ahead, Petro.
I don't know what the hell year was Tim Tebow around. I'm thinking that hump could have thrown something.
Yeah.
Petro, Tim Tebow.
No. All right.
You're out.
One of them,
I'm out, I guess. Yeah.
One of them's won, I don't know, 7 rings, maybe?
Petro, yeah. Tom Brady.
There you go.
Wow, Tom Brady.
And then
Brady.
The other one was a first-rounder.
Late-round guy.
Yeah.
The other one was a first-rounder.
First-rounder who played against Tom Brady in an AFC Championship game. Is that right, Adam?
I believe that was him.
I think that's right, yeah.
I know who. I can't think of his name now. Did he go to Vanderbilt?
Nope.
Very popular on the show The Good Place.
Blake Bortles. Two peas in a pod. Wow. Tom Brady and Blake Bortles.
A whole 1 point you handed out there. Smoke. Thanks, Pete.
Both
starters. No, I got the meal next.
Okay.
2017 AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
All right, Pete.
Okay, men, tell me the only Division I football team to win 5 straight bowl games.
I know this.
Petro, Florida State?
Nope.
Win 5 straight bowl games? There has to be more than one that's done that.
Nope.
I thought for sure Bobby Bowden had a stretch where
he was
like.
I think so.
Iowa? Lebo, Iowa?
Wait a minute now. You know, I'm sorry, Seren. I think that I misstated this one. Allow me to correct it.
Okay. State
okay, it. Okay, because I think you're probably right. I was just going to say five bowl games, their last 5 bowl. In other words, the last 5 games.
Oh, somebody's got a 5
game
win streak going right
now. Yeah, but I mean, let me just do another question. I'm sorry, because I screwed that whole thing.
What was the answer?
Minnesota.
It might have actually been a good question.
It might be right.
Well, it was a good question, but it wasn't stated right. Right.
I'm looking here. Yeah, Bowden had a run.
Did he ever, okay.
At Florida State where he won 2, 4, 6,
okay.
8,
okay. So
10,
you, no,
11.
You meant active.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, this one. Only one player got his 3,000th hit between 1925 and 1958. That's 33 years. Only one player.
God, I was just looking at the MVPs and all that.
And what was the end of the years? 58?
Between 25 and 58.
Lebo?
33 years.
Ty Cobb already had his? Okay.
He was gone by 25.
Yeah.
The guy's in the Hall of Fame.
Petro Cap Anson?
No, he was gone too.
I'm trying to think. I was looking through all the MVPs, obviously, last night.
One player got his 3,000th hit.
3,000 hit guys.
You should know this answer, Curtis.
I know.
One player.
Petro, Jimmy Fox?
No, good guess.
But just as wrong as Cap Anson.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jimmy ever got 3,000 hits.
Between 25 and what year?
58.
I'm saying this because usually there's more than one.
Right. There's a big streak. I mean, yeah. Now there was a.
And there were between 25 and 58, there were some guys eligible.
Four seasons.
But they all end up with like a 2,800 hits or something. There's so many guys never got 3,000.
That's right. Incredible.
And 3,000 at one time wasn't the standard.
Give us another hint.
Played for the Braves.
Petro Matthews. Oh. That's not right. I'm out.
Hey, man. Played for the Braves.
Good luck. Played for the Braves.
Goodness gracious. How am I blanking on this?
And other teams?
If I give you another hint, you're both going to jump
That's
on
fine.
It.
That's fine.
I bet we won't.
Give another hint.
He had a brother. Pretty damn good ball player.
Oh, now I know. A brother. Even that's
if
blanking.
I give you one more hint, you're going to get it. And I'm not going to give you this
We're going to
get
clocked out anyway.
I thought about the guy and then I didn't say it.
They had nicknames. Both the brothers.
No, it's like
Dick Van Arsdale. I have no
idea. Izzy and Daffy Dean. I don't know. Who was it?
Big Poison and Little Poison. Paul Wehner.
Oh, the Wehners.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the Wehners.
No.
Oh, Wehners.
Yeah,
sorry about
that,
Ferd. No, that was a good.
What is our
that was good on your part, Seren.
What's
mean,
the scoreboard,
with Bobby Bowden, that was good.
Yeah. All right, let's go. We're going to stay. This one, not as many points available. Not as many points available this time. 5 points available.
5 only.
I was on an MVP kick.
Mm-hmm.
5 foreign-born NBA MVPs, 1 per
Lebo.
Country. Odd.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Germany. Yes,
Olajuwon.
Olajuwon, Nigeria.
Curtis.
I should have said I need the player and the country, but I don't think that would have changed things. Yes, Curtis.
Curtis, Steve Nash.
Name the country.
South Africa.
Yes, born in South Africa.
Everyone Matumbo? Says Canada.
Yeah. Who?
Mutombo.
Never won an MVP.
Okay. Lebo.
Never
did,
won it.
Did Jokic.
Jokic is correct.
Yeah.
Nice job. Nice job. Whoops.
I'm a Nuggets fan, you know.
Right there.
So how many more we have?
Two left.
You have 1 left.
One left.
Lebo?
Can I give a hint? Because I think I know.
Tony Parker. Tony Parker
never won an MVP.
Lebo. Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan.
You're calling U.S. Virgin Islands?
U.S. Virgin Islands county.
Puerto Rico's not part of our country, but the Virgin Islands are?
Not the way the Virgin Islands are.
I don't like your logic.
I don't care. I don't care.
I know you don't.
Are you out?
No. I only had two.
I'm waiting for the hit.
I will say you're brain dead morons.
Well, probably
Lebo, are. Yao Ming win one?
No. Now you're out.
Maybe.
Oh, man. Morons.
There's
that must
be one of those guys that's not thought of as a foreign player, but was like a.
This guy's definitely thought of as a foreign player.
Lebo, I only have two strikes. I only have two strikes.
No,
Adam, how many strikes do I get? What did I get a strike for?
Yao Ming.
I think Tim Duncan
and Tony Parker
and Tony Parker.
Yeah, but yeah, the Tim Duncan doesn't count. Greek freak.
Yeah, post.
Giannis, you idiot.
Good Lord.
Oh,
wait,
God.
Are we not counting Kobe?
Kobe was born in America. He's born in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He lived in Italy.
He wasn't born in Italy?
No, he was born in Philadelphia.
I looked them all up.
No, you're right, Trent.
Thank God I didn't give mine.
He was born in Philadelphia.
NBA MVP last year.
And you're telling me United States, Virgin Islands are United States, but Puerto Rico's not.
That's how I chose to do it, yes. That's how I chose to do it. This was inspired by a Spotrac question. Where it asked for foreign-born MVPs of the Big Four. So it had hockey ones in there as well. But I had to go back. I'm like, wait a minute. But you only had to name one from any country. And I was like, you know. So right. I went through every single one.
Got them all.
Sporkle will definitely send you. That's a path for sure. All right.
Curtis, what do you got?
Seven players. This is Major League. Oh, I guess it would be Major League Baseball. I thought it was an MVP question, but it's not. Seven players born outside the United States. Have had 3,000 hits.
Enoch
Petro. Lebo.
Rod Carew.
Rod Carew.
Lebo. Bob Clemente.
Bob Clemente.
Petro. Lebo. Miggy.
Miguel Cabrera.
Lebo. Ichiro.
Ichiro.
Oh, damn.
I'm trying to remember the things that we just talked about. Lebo. Al Pujols.
Al Pujols. This was my first question, but I pushed it to second because I'm like, I can't follow up.
Right after.
A situation where everyone names a bunch of foreign-born MVPs that I have a foreign-born 3,000 hits question.
Petro, Roberto Clemente?
He just had it.
Oh, yeah, listen.
Todrick had it.
Bob Clemente.
No, you missed it. He was on a first-name basis with him. Called him Bob.
Bob Clemente.
Petro, Zolo Versalles?
Nope.
Zolo Versalles. There's one left?
I love that.
Two left. Okay. I got to think now.
He was one of the Cuban MVPs.
Yeah.
Passan actually texted me, Zolo, when I had that question sitting out there.
Zolo Versailles. That's good.
God, did he get there?
Two infielders. One primarily first base, one primarily third base. Almost entirely third base.
Almost entirely
the Nora,
third.
Pennsylvania is not.
Adrian Beltre.
Oh, God.
My favorite trivia question. One guy left.
First baseman?
Just take a stab.
First? Just take a stab. What does that mean?
Take a stab. I won't needle you.
Who got stabbed?
Oh,
who is it?
Rafael Palmeiro.
Stab steroids. I wouldn't go in there with.
Yeah, I thought it was a murder.
I wouldn't have given you that as like an actual. The clock was running. All right, you guys ready here?
Yes, I'm ready.
Ready to eat for 12. All right,
12 questions. 12 answers.
I want you to name me a player who has thrown for at least 3,000 career yards for Kansas Jayhawks football. There are 12 people who have done this.
Petro.
In their life. Yes.
John Hadel.
No.
Curtis. Yes. Todd Reese.
Todd Reese is number one on the list.
Oh, 12 Jayhawks have thrown. Petro.
Yeah.
Sire.
Frank Sire.
Who's a kid from Kansas City here? Jesus.
How many?
12. This list is not full of stars.
Curtis.
Yep.
Bill Whittemore.
Bill Whittemore did it.
Oh, good job, Curtis.
Of course he did.
All
right, we got a...
Enoch Donahue.
Donahue did it. There you
good
go.
Job, Pete.
We got a... There's a guy in the 70s. Another guy in the 80s.
David James.
Nice.
Guy in the 80s, and then most of the others are recent, you know, like 99 on. Because that's when you start throwing the ball.
70s, 80s.
The 70s guy just left. So we got the... one guy totally 80s, one guy kind of 80s and 90s, and the rest of them are kind of like recent-ish.
Who played quarterback in Kansas?
This is insane.
The golden years, they call these.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
right.
God.
And there's how many more?
One, two, there three, should be four, seven. Five, six, seven more.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And they're all 99.
3,000 yards passing.
Three of them since Todd Reesing.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I couldn't name a Kansas quarterback that I like dependent on it.
Dalton Woods.
I can't. Dalton Woods is dead. Petro. Dalton Woods.
No.
I'd rather have Dalton Woods strike than Ray Evans. Get some of these right. Petro. Bobby Douglas.
No.
No. I knew it wasn't right. I just wanted to say a real decent quarterback.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Bobby had trouble. They had catching catching his ball.
Oh my God! Who is this collection?
The Kansas soldier Carter Stanley, who worked through
whatever
a whole bunch of guys. Whatever. Mike Norseth from the 80s.
Oh, Norseth.
No. No. Chip Hillary.
That's
who forgets Chip Hillary.
I actually might have been able to get that one.
How about Dylan Smith? Remember that one?
No, I do. He wear number 4.
Yeah.
Peyton Bender.
Oh God!
Don't remember.
Jordan Webb. No, he never played at KU.
Yes, he did. Jordan Webb and Adam Barman actually got the only 12 guys ever done 3,000.
Chip Hillary was the kind of the era. I was like, I couldn't think of his name. I'm thinking of
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Who was the kicker?
Peyton Bender didn't even let her.
That's a real thing.
He did,
but he didn't let her. He was out there getting it done.
Brutal.
All right, Peter, what do you got?
Okay, I'm going to let you guys have a serious question for once, and it's easy. So I'm feeling, Okay, player. I want to know the players with over 10,000 at bats and fewer than 3,000 career hits.
Curtis.
Say
Robinson.
Right. There's one.
Petro. Reggie Jackson?
No.
Ooh. 10,000
over 10,000 ABs and fewer than 3,000 career hits. One of them played in Kansas City, but
Petro.
It was in the early 1900s.
Oh. Kansas City Packers.
No, he played for the American Association here when it was a major league.
I'll say
he had a nickname too.
Curtis. Omar Vizquel?
Nope. One's in the Hall of
Petro. Yvonne Rodriguez?
Nope. One played here in Kansas City. I think he's in the Hall of Fame, but I can't say for sure. But he has a nickname. He played here in the early 1900s. Another one was a definite Hall of Famer. I'm not saying more than him because you'll get it in a minute. And another one, and the other one's in the Hall of Fame too.
Less 10,000 at bats and less than 3,000 hits.
Right.
Lebo, Joe DiMaggio.
Nope.
Didn't get 10,000 at bats.
He didn't get 3,000 hits.
What?
What's
he didn't get 3,000 hits, right? None of them had 3,000 hits.
That's right. That's true. That's the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mickey Mantle.
Nope.
10,000 at bats. A lot of damn at bats.
Yeah, it is.
Petro. Mike Schmidt.
No.
Curtis.
I'm out.
Dave Concepcion.
Nope.
I'm out.
You're out, Curtis. You're
going to
kick yourself in the ass.
I'm sure I am because I've asked this question before,
I know the answer. You got two on that, right, Curtis?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Curtis, you're going to kick yourself in the ass. Are you still alive, Seren?
No, I'm out.
Dead. Okay.
We're done.
Frank Robinson.
Oh, dude.
Your boy. 2,943.
Yeah,
he was there.
You should have got that.
Louis Aparicio took him about, 20 years to get in the Hall of Fame. And the guy that played here in Kansas City with the nickname Rabbit Moranville.
Rabbit.
I knew Robinson.
I looked it up.
I'm
like, there's no way. I know I've seen it. I was like, there it is. Look, Yvonne Rodriguez, 10,270 plate appearances.
I knew Brooks because he has the most. 592
at bats. Damn it.
What's the score, Petro?
The score is 600 for Pete, 700 for me. 800 for Todd, 900 for Curtis.
That's close.
Tight one.
Tight one. And the final Jeopardy, final Chumps category, which, by the way, you can go to Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen, if you submit a question to one Adam Dravetta, and he uses it for final Chumps, you will go to Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen, adam@810whp.com. Category is?
Men's college basketball.
Men's college basketball. Really narrowed it down there. We'll take a break, find out who wins Chumps this week. It's brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen, the best Cajun food anywhere around. You're going to find it at Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen.
All right, the Jazz into the hour answer. How many players in NBA history have averaged 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists for their career? 24, 10, and 6.
Dr. J.
2.
No, I mean, I'm trying to think who it would be. 24, 10, and 6. Well, Jokic is 1. Does that count? He's there.
He has enough by the career numbers that Basketball Reference has, he didn't have enough.
He didn't have enough to qualify.
3 people.
You said, how many?
I'll bet, because LeBron doesn't have 10 boards, and Magic doesn't have 10 boards, and all the big rebounders don't have 6 assists. I'll bet it's 1.
It is 1. Jeez. He retired 30 years ago today.
Hang on. Let me see. 30 years ago today, so he retired in 92. And he was 24, 10, and 6. Larry Bird?
Larry Joe Bird.
Really? Oh,
Larry.
One guy, 24, 10, and 6.
Good job.
Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. That's what we were giving away. Great Cajun food at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. You can get it tonight, whether you're in KCK, hit the Legends location. If you're in Independence, I-70 and 291. And if you would like, you can go to the original. That's at 39th and State Line right there by the University of Kansas Health System. Great live music, best Cajun food around. They'll be happy to cater. You can find them online at jazzkitchen.com. Final Chumps category is men's college basketball. Wagers are in. Everyone's made their wager. Written down your wager, Pete?
Yep.
Okay. What do we got?
All right. So since 1970, 4 non-Power 5 college basketball teams have won the national championship. 3 have won multiple. Only 1 has won a single national championship.
Since what year?
1970.
Not done.
So the Power 5 team that has only won a single national championship. I'm sorry, non-Power 5.
That has it's much easier to do this if you can get the question right.
Yeah, I figured it out. But
yeah, it's this one's... 1 national championship.
Yes, yeah, single.
Since 1970.
Yeah.
It was a non-power 5 team. I wrote it down.
I'm not going to win because one of you guys has to get this. Ooh, Pete's struggling.
No, shouldn't be.
You're going to kick yourself.
It's not duck soup.
No. All right, we start with Pete. $600.
Oh, no, I miss.
Who'd you have?
I had Villanova.
Villanova. Not a bad guess, but they've won multiple.
Won multiple.
How much did you bet?
One.
Your usual $1. Yep. $5.99 for Pete.
$1.
Come next to me. I went UNLV for the whole thing. That's correct, right?
Yeah, you're right. They are, but they're not on this guy's email for some reason. And
well, they're right. I mean, they're not
you.
Power 5,
you're,
and
no,
they've got
correct.
One championship
they
since 70.
Yeah, they qualify.
I assume that's who everybody else got. I think he may have forgotten it if he's got someone else.
Yeah, he
check do. These guys' work.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, way to check the work. Good job.
Well, I try.
We go to Todd.
I put UNLV.
Yeah,
for how much?
I mean, 800.
That's 800, right.
So Lebo's
I've already,
leader
I've already
right
awarded
now.
This guy his Jazz, too.
And then Curtis. Who'd you?
I have UNLV.
For how much?
I'm bad at math. What was I at, 9 to start?
You're at 900.
I thought, well, let me double the next guy up and I'll and add. Or
did you go 700 again?
No, I went 401. I was supposed to go 701.
You're so
bad.
So
I won, baby.
I thought, I'm going to get this. I got this easy. I bet
and you
the
came
wrong
in
number.
Third place, for God's sake. What a buffoon.
I lost
numbers.
Track of
so
it.
We got to figure out what's this guy's, other
Curtis.
Answer is the question.
Well, yeah.
Don't tell us.
Wait.
Who's the
since
other?
Since 70, one non-power
holy
5 championship.
Mackerel.
Yeah, I think I have. I know who it is.
Holy
is it Marquette?
Mackerel.
Yeah, 77.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, it's Marquette.
What's Holy Mackerel?
That was the big, that was kind of a famous call
yeah,
during
Marquette
their tournament run.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy, he forgot about UNLV.
Or maybe he thought they should have won more than one, but they didn't.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
The next year when they were undefeated.
Well, hell, then I won.
The game against Duke.
Maybe. Should I check? Is it Adam Hill? Would he consider them? Is he just. No, they are a Power 5 in his mind. Maybe
yeah.
I should check to see.
Oh, they're
who
on the way
is.
To the Big 12, right?
Yeah.
They're not. I'm just joking.
Oh, but everybody wants that stadium in the Big 12. That's what Vegas thinks.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, we've got the stadium, so UNLV's going in.
Do they let them even play in that stadium?
They do.
Okay, they do. All right.
They do.
Okay.
It looks stadium hole 25.
The
No, they play in the Raiders.
Oh, they play. Oh, they play in the big one. What did UNLV?
The Copper Bowl. Yeah. The Copper Bowl held like 40, I think, maybe.
Looks a little bit like
Sam Boyd Stadium,
old K-State Stadium before they put the stadium.
That's what it was called. Yeah. And then the Copper Bowl was played that, or no, the Copper Bowl.
No, it was just the Vegas Bowl.
No, the Copper Bowl was in Tempe.
But they called it. It had some copper.
Yeah.
Sam Boyd Stadium
was the
name
of it. Sam Boyd made
a
brief appearance here in Kansas City, didn't he?
Yeah, Samstown. He was the guy who started the Samstown casinos. Mm-hmm. But it had some copper affiliation or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Silver Bowl.
All right. Silver Bowl. Yeah, I nailed it. Copper, silver, whatever.
The best bowl was the Daiquiri Bowl anyway.
Well, you and I have had a terrific segment here, Seren.
What's that?
You and I have had a terrific segment.
Nailing.
It's been great. It's been great. Totally accurate.
Not as good as Curtis's math.
No.
Dude.
With the right answer.
I can't believe
we're not a smart bunch here at the program. That's what we're saying. Let's take a break. We will come back. Around the World with Adam is next here in the program. But I'll finish in a minute. Let's get to it. Around the World with Adam. Then I got to finish my story with Todd. Let's go, Adam. Where are we going?
All right. Around the World with Adam, potentially alternatively named The View from Loge.
That's not a silver wristband, is it?
No. This is the stories for us gold bracelets.
Okay.
It's 204.
All right,
those
here we go. We're gonna start in Turkey. Where officials in Turkey rescued a young brown bear that was found disoriented and intoxicated after consuming a large amount of hallucinogenic honey. So Winnie the Pooh went on a trip.
Pete, you ever have any hallucinogenic honey?
All I know is don't get into jail in Turkey. Do not.
in any circumstances.
No.
Important safety tip there, Pete.
Oh,
thank you.
That was my Labor Day plan.
Trust me, do not go into jail. No, yeah, don't.
Forget about don't take any hallucinogenic honey.
Yeah, right. Should you strap bricks of drugs to yourself and head to Turkey?
Don't think it's wise.
If you're old enough, you remember Midnight Cowboy.
Midnight Express.
Or Midnight Express, yeah.
In that part of the country, the substance is known as mad honey. Contains a neurotoxin that produces hallucinogenic effects. When consumed by mammals, the bear is in good health, will eventually be returned to the wild. My question is, do you think the bear will just think its time in captivity was just one long trip?
Maybe.
That bear didn't have to return to the wild. He was there.
He was in it.
Yeah.
He was in it.
He never left.
Yeah. Turkish bears.
Wow. High bears.
Learned about him. I bet he learned a lot about himself.
Mad honey. I think your wife heard that a couple times. Hi, mad honey. Honey,
I'm not mad.
Are you
mad? I'm not mad, honey. Yeah. Go on.
All right.
Next.
Continuing on the topic of hairy animals taking drugs, Aaron Rodgers said in a recent story that an herbal tea containing the drug DMT is part of his mental health routine. Some people call DMT the spirit drug. Now, I enjoyed my time as a student at the University of Kansas, but DMT I've never actually given a shot, but I've heard it described.
Pete?
Is it good? No, but I'll try.
I've turned to our drug insider,
I'll
Pete
give it
Enoch.
A shot.
Senior drug correspondent, Pete Enoch.
I'll give it a shot.
It was described to me as about a year's worth of therapy in one single session, so it's kind of intense.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
It says it's been a Schedule I controlled substance since 71. The U.S. considers it to have no legitimate medical purposes and imposes heavy fines and imprisonment as punishment for the possession, manufacture, or sale of DMT.
And yet Aaron Rodgers is like, part of my deal.
I'm going to have it. Shouldn't that be a bit of an NFL
penalty?
The NFL already said, he's fine. He's not part of the...
It's not a PED.
NFL's response was, "Come on."
You're not supposed to do anything, to negatively reflect. Like, there's a code of conduct. Publicly saying I am continually in possession and consuming a controlled substance is not
dimethyltryptamine.
Listen. I don't mean to make an issue where maybe there isn't an issue. But the white quarterback.
No, that's
with
exactly.
The, with the,
that is exactly.
This
my
is
point.
What I'm hearing.
If
the white quarterback.
He's micro-dosing.
If a black player got caught with weed, people would lose it.
Oh, I mean, we've had numerous ones.
But the white quarterback saying, "Yo, I'm doing a hallucinogen," which, regardless of how you feel about
how is he
being
not
consistent.
Suspended?
Yeah,
it could be the microdosing type thing. So
I mean, it wasn't,
it's not a,
you know,
not a, an amount that who knows.
Well, I guarantee you that our beloved Vietnam veterans would water be. They'd rather have DMT than DMZ.
Well, yeah, yes,
that's damn sure.
I mean, it wasn't 7/10 of a
gram
of cannabis oil.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That'll get you 9 years in a Russian jail. Yeah.
If you do it in Russia.
Well, don't do it in
Turkey. Watch where you are.
Yeah, important.
It is important, but
Russia.
The idea that she had drugs was a little overdone.
But still, I mean, I'm fine. I'll be honest with you. My personal views, I'm fine with what Aaron Rodgers is doing. However, if you want to be against pot and have rules against that, fine.
Well, they pretty much dropped those
rules.
That's
true. You're right.
They pretty much dropped those.
But be consistent.
But they've dropped those. Here's the difference. They've dropped those because many states
have legalized it.
Yeah, have it listed as illegal. This is, I presume, illegal everywhere.
It's a schedule in the entire United States. It's a Schedule One.
He said it's illegal in everywhere.
Oh yeah.
So how can he not be suspended?
Well, it's a tea that contains. I mean, it doesn't like have doses of it. I guess it's probably some sort of diluted whatever. I don't know.
It is. I do want to note, for the sake of journalistic integrity, pharmaceutical companies have spent the last few years looking into microdosing as a potential treatment for depression. It hasn't been approved yet. It's still not legal, but it is. It's possible, you know, there are people who use it for reasons other than just being a bear and turkey wandering on the woods.
Now, at this point, he just said he did it, too. He hasn't been tested for it. So maybe perhaps if it was something they tested for, he'd get in trouble. But just saying you did something doesn't mean you did it either. He said he was inoculated as well.
He makes it fun to root against the Packers.
Absolutely.
You know, he is kind of a jackass.
He's just a jackass.
Yeah, he really is.
I had some hope when he was dating that actress gal, and then that was a fraud. I don't know if they ever even stood in the same room together.
He really fell.
Yeah, he was out of his league. No.
He fell so quickly from kind of the goofy, you know, making fun of himself on the State Farm commercials.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, just.
Well, then he wanted to head up
all the captain's pictures.
Oh, I think he definitely did.
He wanted that job. He thought he was very good at it.
That
damn
was
good at it.
Oh, he was terrible at Jeopardy.
And dressing up like the guy from Big Lebowski, like he was a, you know,
he's just a goof.
Turns out that when
you have a room full of
comic writers writing material for you, you can be
funny. Yeah, you're good.
And you can do 7 or 8 or 15 or 25 retakes to get the timing down right. You can be a funny guy.
We're going
to
move.
A little harder to be a host, where you just got to be funny. Right? Steve Harvey is a funny guy.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers can deliver funny lines written by someone else.
He can carry a funny tone.
Yeah.
Before we go to break, a man in Augusta, Maine, lucky to be alive after a metal cylinder fell out of the sky and crashed on the sidewalk just a few feet from him, leaving a crater in the pavement. Thought to be something from a large airplane. I don't know what's more terrifying, that you can just be walking around after you're getting lunch and something can fall from the sky and kill you, or you can just be on an airplane and crap's falling off of it.
Both bad.
But the reality of either one is not great.
Non-vital part, clearly.
A cylinder. Described as, was it a Yeti?
Ouch.
Oops.
They said when they inspected it, it was full of grease. So if it was a Yeti, it was a Yeti that, like, you or I would
bacon
drink from.
Grease? Yeah. Or, like,
I'm guessing mechanical
lubricant.
Grease.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it was D.B. Who was that guy?
D.B. Cooper.
D.B. Cooper. Maybe that was
There's
part of
a
his deal.
Documentary on, I think, Netflix.
Netflix cash in D.B.
Cooper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of those. No one never gets the answer. Nobody knows. They never get the answer.
They found a couple bills. Everybody goes, God, it's TV.
Airline security, not so tight back then.
No.
A little bit different.
A little bit different. Guys that have six shooters on each hip and spinning them as they got on the plane. Smoke. They used to smoke on planes, Todd.
Yes.
Somebody's
DMT
like,
well,
one
planes.
Time all
in
drugs
the smoking
were legal.
Section only, though.
Yeah.
All drugs were legal at one time.
Smoke obeys signs.
All right, we will take a break. Nice job, fellas.
Okay,
nice job. We'll see you next week. Blair Kirchhoff next.
All right, four players have had 15 points, 15 rebounds, and 15 assists in an NBA playoff game. Name any one. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.